Salut.
Bonjour Andrea.
Bonjour
Oiseau.
Boker Tov.
Which language is Boker
This
Tov?
Is, I told you already, this is Hebrew.
Oh.
Boker Tov.
Oh, God.
I learned from Yahalom. It's the only word that I know. Yeah. So today is November 6, 2015. This is off the cuff number 51. And it doesn't rain.
Today it hasn't rained, but the ground is wet.
The ground is wet. We have been having some raining here and there in
it
the night.
It looks like the beginning of the monsoon.
Yeah, let's see if it will continue. So, Madame Renaud, yesterday you went to a special new meetings.
I did.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went to the first meeting by the ARA, which is the Active Residence Assembly, which basically is a group of people that wanted to see how to wanted to see how the Residents' Assembly could be active, and most of the meeting was really in sort of developing a different attitude in meetings. And because it was a meeting of discovery, it was very nice and open, and there was a lot of silence and a lot of sort of silent aspiration and that sort of thing, which made being together quite pleasant. And hopefully that will become a better pattern that can then later on be also carried into general meetings. Then everybody gave their ideas about what they felt was the biggest priority that they felt needed to change. But it really tried not to be just from a mental level. It tried to be from a feeling level. And so in that sense, the meeting was quite good.
How many people were there?
I would say there were about 60.
Mm.
And of course, it's an open thing. Anybody can join. Anybody. I'm not sure why one officializes it like this, but I guess the reason to officialize it like that is to try and have a different attitude held within so that it doesn't become the normal meeting, which sometimes the level is not like digging for another kind of...
consciousness.
Exactly.
Kind of.
One observation, of course. Of course, I did not go because for X reason that I will say nothing today. But just one observation. For me, it looks like it is a kind of a small creation of informal parliament. Okay? And one more time, I have to say that there is a scandal. It is one more time a British conspiracy. Because the chairman was a British, speaking British, with one more time.
Tremal.
Yes, and this, of course, even I ask a friend, hey, for you, it is informal parliament, but who create the parliament? The British.
The British?
Yeah.
Not the French?
Of course, no. Of course, no, sir. It is the British that historically they decide to, in term to create in collective intelligence, they say, okay, guys, we are gentlemen. So I can speak, you can
but
speak.
But in fact, it was Olivier Barros, who is not really
but
British.
But
huh?
I learned that it was Alan, a typical British journalist from Auroville Today, that was the chairman. And one more time, it is typically a proposal that is obsolete for me, archaic, because one more time, the proposal of this guy is to help to have collective intelligence bar, parliamentarism method. And this, for me, is niet proszka zabowoniet. And I will not say my proposal because it is secret. So what have you to you? What do you say about this stupid informal parliamentary A-R-A-R-A? Alors, what's that? Madame Renaud?
I just gave my report.
Oh, you were sleeping?
No, no, she gave the report, but I said, what is your reaction about this analyze that
well,
is an informal British
of,
conspiracy?
First of all, I don't think it's a British conspiracy because the real motor behind it were French people. So I think it's a heightened French Revolution conspiracy. They're making up for, they would like some change, but they want a bloodless coup. So maybe
yeah,
because
there
it's
is
a
the
bloodless...
Italian, there is different conspiracy because the American, the German control the finance. It's like in Europa, you know, the Greek, you know, the problem of the debt of the Greek with Germany. But here's the same. If you look the financial service, who is, you see,
is
a German is there.
Oh.
So the German controls the finance.
But what the Italian control?
The food, all the
vegetables,
the pasta,
the
control of pizza.
Okay.
It's a good business, but there is other stuff, no? So the German control
so
of finance.
Not that
yeah, no. So Italian is a conspiracy. And to project that there is something new in this kind of active residence assembly through all classic stuff of parliamentarism. So you need a queen, because this it was the time of the queen, and because some people doesn't want the absolute power of the queen, decide to create a parliament, democratic parliament between gentlemen. Okay, so this is what we are doing here now.
But we have the queen?
I think this is the typical reaction of conspiracy, French conspiracy theorist who has not been invited. I think that's what I'm listening to.
Like everybody, I got a mail of participation that I refused.
Maybe you want to be
because
queen?
Because they said, we want an active resident assembly. Me, I say, no, I want a passive
okay.
one. Me, so I say, I want a passive resident assembly. But they want an active, so they are all activists. Normally there was 93 names that they say, yes, we want to create this kind of small conseil municipal.
I'll tell you what, the idea a little bit behind, I mean, there were 21 different or 22 or so different ideas that people tried to summarize what they felt was pressing. But the idea, I think, also is if one has to go more in-depth into subjects, whatever it is, whatever unpleasant subject that we're facing, pleasant or unpleasant, then there would be some thought that would go into it and that those people would also talk about it with other people around to try and bring feedback together.
Yeah, this is the classic stuff of Baba Cool guys, no? Like Madame Renaud. Oh, we are all brothers in love. Let's go to be together to share about information, data. And look, let's pray together in silence. We are all brothers. After the meeting, they forgot completely this stuff. Each one go back in this whole problem because they don't want to start by themselves. All time is the same stuff. Nobody said, hey guys, this is my luck. The French Revolution, when the aristocrat with all the privilege, the day of the 4th August 1789, decide to sell. The first aristocrat say abolition of the privilege. And one aristocrat say, he did not say, hey guys, stop your privilege. He start by himself. Or the problem of the active residence, if you are active, you know already, there is people that they sleep, there is people that they
forget. So it should be passive.
So the active people, they are already acting, because the rebel will be completely dead without these people. So we have active people. But they don't want to participate in this game of between the foundations, the rules of the organization, what you said yourself, all the group with this report, all this, when you look, the archaic, for me, completely archaic, of way of managing the body of Roville, okay? All this stuff, after they propose a new stuff, and all time is the same. They do one more time, the classical is love, listen each one.
What does he propose?
What do you propose?
I mean, I propose nothing for the moment. This is, will be your challenge. Of course I know, but I will don't speak.
And he's full of secrets. In fact, he's full of criticism and secrets for resolutions. That's really helpful.
Yeah, yeah. I am like Donald Dump.
Dump.
Anyway, I have a lot of proposals. You guys, you are for me clown. The way that you see communication, sharing, love and peace and love, we create this vibration. We are all brothers. Be in the end, no? Start by yourself of what? Each one have the possibility. So yeah, what I said to Renu, hey guys, don't speak about all of your radio. Listen, study, do you analyze what does it mean, the raison d'être of Roville Radio? Who is working on Roville Radio? How many Rovillians? So already you'd see that your development of Roville Radio will be go through people, individuals that will work with you. There you have a specificity that Portus Water doesn't have, is to have a lot of volunteers that they can come with this modern media. Nobody wants to come to make the caca in the sludge like volunteer. It's dangerous. But so you can propose to the community a way to deal between Eurovignan, newcomers, because you have newcomers with people with problems, volunteers, they have problems, how to sleep, how to... And only with your unit, through your service, you can understand and you can propose different way of managing. Is that why I'm fed up when people propose a lot of stuff to change all, they want to change the housing group, they want to change the era.
What about the housing group? Why want to change
I don't care of
what
this.
Happened?
Me, start by yourself. You work in Roville Radio. Me, I would like that next week you explain to me what is your visions about the development of Rovillian working in Roville Radio, the development of newcomers working in Roville Radio, the development of all incredible volunteers coming there that you can make project about how we welcome them, how we give food for them, how they work free for all this stuff, because for the moment you don't have workers.
What do you mean?
Don't have workers like me. We have 8 workers in Portus Water.
That
it is the rules of India. Okay. You have to follow the rule of India, providing fund, employment, state in, insurance, PF, stuff like that. So, because you don't have, you can create special gestion management of Roville Radio. So start by yourself. Don't go to the bloody useless meeting. Do your relations. How, by your own way of practicing here, you can help the community to have better intelligence without meeting.
I think it's not matter of meeting or not meeting. It's just matter of commitment. I'm committed to this project since I'm arrived. I came in 2003. Now it's 2016, and I've been working without a lot of help for quite a long period of time, just with a laptop, because I want to provide the community to have a service like the region. And then with the commitment, I showed other people that it was possible. It was not just a joke. Other people start to believe me, not anymore like, okay, this crazy fellow want to make a radio union, it's not possible. Mm. Then after 6 years, 7 years, start to get some people coming and some money maybe be raised, and since has been spent properly, we get more money. So it's always a matter of if you're trustable or not. If you are someone that
right.
you
can, reliable mm, and trustable.
So if you have for me, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do all the research that you are explaining, because just as I'm spending my time for doing
it's
nothing.
It's not research, huh, by the way. It's not research in the sense of university. It's very simple, my research.
Okay, so what we do...
My research is to say... If
no,
you
we
want,
let him listen.
Okay,
yeah. What we do here instead than not... we do have a weekly meeting that is more or less 1 hour, and then where we share our feelings and projects and everything. We work in an environment that is an open space. We share everything in a real time, and it's the door is always open. We ask people to come to help us at any time, and we welcome them.
The door is open, huh?
Yeah, very much.
But the cupboard, they are closed.
Yeah, because the microphone that has been paid with people that have donated money. We don't want to waste money. The problem may be there were people keeping the cupboard somewhere else open, and now that doesn't have any more. They keep it, and they're crying.
So. And I said it was a joke.
Not for me, because I'm very committed, and I take care of the equipment. I take care of everything.
Part of running
so it's not just a matter of complaining. You should be committed and believe to. I mean, I'm also.
Okay.
I can also say that I'm happy to do this work because I can sustain myself without getting money from this project. So I can invest everything as a time and attention in this project for such a long period of time. And I also have a beautiful wife that has helped me very much into do this project, because we have been in also tough time, because I was working 11 hours per day in 2006, 2005, when I was alone. So it's a matter of commitment, finally. It's not. I don't think that is something that I can share with other person, because I can just show what I'm doing. If they like, they can follow the path.
So
but
if
there is not a special formula that you apply in a piece of paper and you get the result.
We are all agree for that. Okay, it's commitment, individual commitment. There, nobody. But the problem now, the question I ask to Roville Radio, in the study or research about how to make a free economy inside Roville and this and this, you know, how to make a free service, how to provide the finance for the free, etc., etc., is how Roville Radio will want to be in relations with this concept of organized, collective free service that taking care of each one. This is the idea. We're making collective fundraising, giving collectively some priority with transparency of our budget.
What I think was always interesting is that, for example, now that you've done your hours and hours and weeks of accounting, is for the community to know, hey, for everybody's 2,500 people's water needs on the basic level of a pump or sludge or some small minor repairs, as it is, just describing what services have been provided, cost something like 12 lakhs for 2,500 people. Now, when you look at that, and when you look at what individuals might be paying out to individual plumbers, etc., etc., and you look at what housing service may be doing also in terms of repair and all, it makes you be able to organize both your money, your finances, and your energy in a way that may be a bit more efficient. And when you realize, okay, 12 lakhs in 1 year for everybody's house, that's really great.
It's very little.
So it's very little. And people are probably paying a lot more individually. So why the information is important of the organization, and why transparency and sharing what the facts are is important, is that collectively we can start beginning to analyze and use the not, you don't have to change anything. You just need new eyes to look at what is and to better organize it.
Mais voilà, nous sommes, so I want just to ask you, how much is one lakh?
Je ne sais pas vivre la France, ni vivre le Parlement, et ni vivre la reine. C'est pas du tout ça.
So how much one lakh in how many, how much euro one lakh?
Euro.
1,000,
about $2,000, no?
Yeah, 1,500 euro.
Something like that.
Let's go to say that. But imagine, for 1,500 euro, you can imagine a Porthos water by a month, huh? By 1,500, I can manage with 8 workers.
To so let's do some calculation.
Imagine 8 workers and all the service for 1,500 euros.
Just do 12 lakhs divided by 2,000.
Let's do it 12
actually
lakhs.
It should be by household, but we'll go by people.
12, that much.
I mean, this is the years.
Yeah,
it's lakh divided by 1,500. It comes 480 rupees
a year per person. So your people are paying less.
Not even 500 rupees per year
for having free water. So this is what I mean.
No, it's not free water. It's not no, no confusion. Free water is another stuff.
Service, okay.
No, don't make confusion of that. This is another problem. It's for to have a service of emergency maintenance for plumbing, sludge, pump maintenance, a new
and
pump,
you know that for
water delivery.
Each of us have paid that for just fixing a tap.
Absolutely.
So it's ridiculous that we are not able to. And this is exactly.
No, this is it's without the budget. No, this is the budget of the service without the budget for the material. But I will show that if I take 10%, I got 5,000.
Well, we're not going into the details.
You know, exactly, madame. Sorry, you cannot say stuff like that if the data is shows many mistakes are in small data, of concept, of approach. Okay? Yes. So now I forget what I want to say. It's the famous 10%. If we want to make full free, actually it's not free. I take 10% of the material. If I want to full free, I have to get the figure. How much may I collect 10% means I have the volume of the equipment that I buy in Pondicherry. Or if I have 5,000 rupees by month, means I have 15,000 by month for small type, my total volume of my bill in Pondy, plumbing, and stuff like that. You understand? So if I want to propose to BCC a total free service, I need 50,000 of material plus 5,000 of 10%. This is what you need now when you have an ID.
Let's add 7.8% to have
exactly.
To listen to this.
Exactly. There is two approaches. There is the narrative approach and there is the chiffre, the number approach. The two approaches have to be in harmony. That's why you can speak a lot, but the money never comes. Or you have a lot of money and never you know what to do with that. So we need both.
Okay. We don't have a lot of money to spend. That's why we are asking money today, as usual. At the end of the CAF, our account in the financial service is 251369, Auroville Radio in the name of the account. And we do have also the Auroville web page in our, sorry, the Auroville Radio /donate web page where the people they can donate with credit cards.
I understand nothing, but I know people understand some stuff. So, ciao, bye bye.
Ciao,
thank
ciao,
you.
Bye.
Ciao, thank you.